Good afternoon to the listeners of PM Drive. Thank you for having me.
Always great to have you on. So now, Dr. Levy, we're continuing to ask the question, to impeach or not to impeach? That's the million-dollar question, because our impeachment committee busy taking shape. MK Party, they've already put their names in the hat. The DA, they've done the same. And we understand the balance of the parties would have effectively up until Friday to nominate who will effectively form part of this important impeachment committee. So taking shape, but South Africans are now wondering, Dr. Levy, what will this committee be able to achieve over the next couple of months, because the local elections are around the corner?
Indeed. I think what is important is that Parliament has to do its work based on the law, based on the advice from the Concord. If there is something that Parliament will never do, is to act in a manner that will seek to suggest that they undermine the courts. So what therefore has to happen is that the process of the impeachment committee, as it has started, has to continue, and they need to start doing their work as early as possible. The biggest question would be what you asked, to impeach or not to impeach, which is what has to come from this committee and take it to Parliament. But as you and I know, what therefore should happen is that Parliament has the final say in terms of whether the impeachment is to succeed or not.
Perhaps a bit of irony, Dr. Levy. Maybe we should focus on it, maybe we shouldn't. But MK Party, they've appointed ex-judge John Shlopi, who himself was impeached a couple of years ago. And he will now represent MK Party on the impeachment committee itself. The irony of it all. Or should we not focus on that?
No, we might decide to focus or not to focus on it, but it has a potential that it might be a good idea for someone who has been impeached, who would know exactly what it requires for one to be impeached. You might also have someone who would be having scores to settle, who will just focus on ensuring that the impeachment is to be successful. You'll also be having someone who is a judge who would have a better understanding of as to whether the points presented would qualify or would be justifiable enough to come with a impeachment. You still have someone whom other political parties might say he does not qualify to sit in the impeachment committee because he himself has been impeached. And we've got a case in point now that there are other parties that are saying Mr. Malima should not sit in the committee that is appointing judges. Because so we need to be very, very careful in terms of decisions that we take, because rush at times, and I always say this, an element of rushing and desperation has got a potential to catch up with us in the future.
Now, Dr. Levy, we are scheduled for local government elections in November. The date needs to be gazetted, but the president made the announcement 4th of November. That's where we're working towards. What work can we anticipate the impeachment committee can do in this time? And would the focus pretty much not be on the elections exclusively, maybe 2 months away from the 4th of November, consequently then overshadowing whatever work it is the impeachment committee wants to execute?
There are people, and indeed political parties, that would love to use this opportunity to make sure that the president is impeached, and use this opportunity to ensure that they embarrass the president. There are those who go there to ensure that they defend the president and make sure that the impeachment process does not succeed. So we're heading towards a very bitter struggle. But in the final analysis, if you've got the committee established, it's also an opportunity for us to be able to get the facts and also to determine whether indeed politicians act on the basis of facts or they act on the basis of just mere opposition parties.
Again, Dr. Levy, I know we had this conversation a couple of days ago, perhaps a week or two ago, and we asked the question, with the impeachment process in Palapala now back within the political purview of South Africans, is this not going to be a major testing time for the GNU and the so-called coalition government?
Indeed, it's going to be a major testing time because you have got parties that are in government, and they also need to ensure that whatever decision that they take is based on facts, is based on ensuring that the constitution is protected. But also decisions that you take